Welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour we'll be listening to the recordings that one of modern jazz's most influential pianists made in the wake of a tragedy. It's After the Vanguard, The Return of Bill Evans, coming up on this edition of Nightlights. pianist Bill Evans with I Should Care from the 1962 album How My Heart Sings with Chuck Israels on bass and Paul Motion on drums. It was the autumn of 1961. Pianist Bill Evans, a heralded rising star of jazz piano, had only months before recorded two live albums now thought to be piano trio masterpieces, Waltz for Debbie and Sunday at the Village Vanguard, with bassist Scott LaFaro and drummer Paul Motion. His lyrical, emotionally compelling style, what friend and writer Gene Lees once described as sounding like love letters written from some prison of the heart, had already won him many fans. But Bill Evans was not playing the piano that autumn, either in public or at home. Just 10 days after the live albums had been recorded, Scott LaFaro, at the age of 25, had been killed in an automobile accident. The Evans-LaFaro Motion Trio had enjoyed a remarkable musical empathy and telepathy that had evolved over a two-year period in two studio albums that culminated in the summer 1961 Vanguard sessions. Evans was already struggling with a drug problem, but he had been ecstatic about what he called the communion of the group, which propelled itself in a musically egalitarian manner. What gave that trio its character was a common aim and a feeling of potential, he later said. The music developed as we performed, and what you heard came through actual performance. When you have evolved a concept of playing which depends on the specific personalities of outstanding players, how do you start again when they are gone? Stunned by LaFaro's death, Evans withdrew from the jazz scene for several months, stopped playing, and sank deeper into his heroin addiction. A lot of times you see reference to the albums released as Moonbeams and How My Heart Sings as Bill Evans' return to the studio in early 1962, but he'd actually begun to record and play again before that. In the fall of 1961, he did a couple of solo club performances and was also enticed into doing some studio dates as a sideman, starting with an appearance on singer Mark Murphy's album Raw. Murphy was managed by Helen Keane, who would soon become Evans' new manager as well, and Orrin Keepnews had been producing Evans at Riverside, simply wanted to get the pianist back into the studio and out of his depression. We'll hear some of Evans's sideman appearances, beginning with Mark Murphy's My Favorite Things on Nightlights.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudel, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that blow into spring. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that flow into spring. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
Vibraphonist Dave Pike with Why Not, a sort of modal response to Miles Davis's So What from the album Pike's Peak, recorded in November 1961 with Bill Evans on piano, Herbie Lewis on bass, and Walter Perkins on drums. Flutist Herbie Mann with Eric Satie's Gymnopédie before that from his 1962 album Nirvana, backed by a reconstituted Bill Evans trio with Chuck Israels on bass and Paul Motion on drums. And we started off with singer Mark Murphy doing My Favorite Things from his Riverside album Raw with Evans on piano, recorded in the autumn of 1961, a time that was a low point for the pianist, who was suffering from drug addiction, professional problems, and a deep depression that stemmed from the death of his bassist Scott LaFaro the previous summer in a car crash. Evans also felt guilty. He later told Gene Lees that LaFaro had tried to talk him into quitting his drug habit, and that because of the habit, he had made insufficient use of the time he'd had with the bassist. Evans' sister-in-law reportedly saw him walking around the city in Scott LaFaro's clothes. It would be a long road back for Evans after the artistic joy that he had experienced with LaFaro and drummer Paul Motion had so suddenly and sadly ended. Eventually, he began to play in the trio format again, with Motion back on drums, and Chuck Israels, a young bassist who'd been working with George Russell's group, and a player Evans had enjoyed hearing in the past. We'll hear a live broadcast of that group from New York City's Birdland in early 1962, along with this Evans sideman appearance with Tad Dameron, Our Delight on Nightlights.
Here's Gloria's Step. Thank you.
Pianist Bill Evans with his reconstituted trio, Chuck Israels on bass and Paul Motion on drums, doing Scott LaFaro's composition Glorious Step during a February 10, 1962 broadcast from Birdland in New York City. For that, Evans is a sideman on Tad Dameron's 1962 album The Magic Touch, playing on the leader's Our Delight. We'll have more music from Bill Evans in just a few moments. Production support for this program comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to After the Vanguard, The Return of Bill Evans on Nightlights. We're playing music that pianist Bill Evans recorded in the wake of his bassist Scott LaFaro's death on this edition of Nightlights. LaFaro died in an automobile accident in July of 1961, just 10 days after he, Evans, and drummer Paul Motion had recorded two albums of material at the Village Vanguard that are now considered to be jazz piano trio classics. LaFaro's death devastated Evans and plunged him into a period of withdrawal and deep depression, and he spent the following year trying, with the help of friends, to regain his musical and personal footing. The loss of LaFaro was not the only cloud in Evans's life. He was mired in heroin addiction, borrowing money from friends and from loan sharks, living day to day with his utilities shut off, and signed to two managers who seemed to have no personal investment in him whatsoever. In late 1962, Gene Lees wrote of the pianist, "His career has been plagued by disappointments, ill health, financial problems, mishandling by some of the business people in jazz, and outright tragedy. Despite it all, he has left along his route a sprinkling of albums that constitute what may prove the most important body of jazz piano recordings since Art Tatum." In the spring of 1962, Evans, who was still establishing his trio with bassist Chuck Israels, made a stab at formally recording again as a leader, this time in a solo piano format. Peter Keepnews, in his liner notes to this session when it was first released in 1981, may have overlooked some of the earlier sessions that we've played. He talks about this date as if it were Evans' first time back in the studio after LaFaro's death. But it was an early attempt for Evans to go back in on his own, and he basically had to abandon this session after recording only four tracks for reasons that aren't clear but evidently may have been somewhat emotional. And Keepnews' speculation that the session was an unofficial eulogy for Scott LaFaro may be borne out by its tentative, melancholic quality. We'll also hear something from Evans' spring 1962 collaboration with guitarist Jim Hall, the album Undercurrent. Here's Bill Evans in the spring of 1962 doing In Your Own Sweet Way. Thank you. The Levins and guitarist Jim Hall performing Dream Gypsy from their 1962 album Undercurrent. Before that, we heard Evans in a solo piano performance of Dave Brubeck's In Your Own Sweet Way from the CD Time Remembered. Throughout 1962, the Bill Evans Trio, with Paul Motion still on drums and Chuck Israels now on bass in place of the late Scott LaFaro, picked up several gigs around New York City, playing at Birdland, the Hickory House, and in July, the Village Vanguard, a year after the gigs with LaFaro there that had produced two classic Riverside LPs. It was during that gig that the trio finally began to gel, in the opinion of its members and those who had been following the pianist's return to live performing. "I thought, oh, we've reached that point again," Motion told Gene Lees later that year in the pages of Downbeat. "I knew we could continue where we left off when Scott died." In the same article, Evans said, "Now I have no apprehension of the group to develop in its own direction, and no hesitation about performing for anyone anywhere. This is the first time I've been genuinely excited about the trio since Scott's death." In the weeks before the Vanguard gigs, the Evans Trio had gone into the studio to make its first official recordings for Riverside. The sessions were subsequently broken into two LPs, one more rhythmic and the other ballads, being issued respectively as How the Heart Sings and Moonbeams. Here's the Bill Evans Trio from How the Heart Sings with Everything I Love on Nightlights. Bill Evans performing his composition Regarding Person I Knew from the 1962 Riverside album Moonbeams with Chuck Israels on bass and Paul Motion on drums. The same trio before that with Everything I Love from the LP How My Heart Sings. Bill Evans would still struggle through the end of 1962, engulfed in the darkness of heroin addiction and the loss of Scott LaFaro, but the efforts of people such as his new manager Helen Keane, his friend Gene Lees, and his producer Oren Keepnews would eventually help guide him into a better phase of his life, and he would soon record one of his most artistically successful albums, Conversations with Myself, for his new label Verve. He would live for another 18 years, going through more personal and aesthetic highs and lows, and leaving behind a wealth of recordings that many fans and jazz critics continue to enjoy or debate about today. At the end of his life, he claimed to have found a camaraderie with his bassist and drummer that was similar to what he had had with Scott LaFaro and Paul Motion, a group that had helped set the template for the modern jazz piano trio. For now, in the shadowed year of 1962, he could only finally begin to look ahead again and pronounce himself once more excited about playing jazz, which for Bill Evans was a way of life. Bill Evans from his 1962 album Moonbeams with Very Early on Nightlights. We close with Bill Evans performing his composition very early from the album Moonbeams. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Nightlights, which is dedicated to the memory of Carol Fields Johnson. Special thanks to Brenda McNellan, Jim Sangre, and Mark Myers. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskesh and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.